From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Two explosions triggered by suicide bombers have killed at least 80 people in Pakistan at a paramilitary center. The BBC's Ali Makbul says the Pakistani Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attack.
Most of the dead were recent recruits to Pakistan's paramilitary police force, the Frontier Constabulary. Eyewitnesses say the recruits have been boarding vehicles to go on leave after completing their training when the two explosions happened. The Pakistani Taliban says it's revenge for the death of Osama bin Laden and that it will carry out more deadlier attacks across Pakistan and Afghanistan. It comes as Pakistani military chiefs prepare to appear before Parliament here to answer questions about the Al-Qaeda leader's presence in Pakistan and about the operation that killed him.
The BBC's Ali Makbul in Islamabad. Thousands of people in Louisiana's Cajun country are preparing to evacuate their homes in case the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers opens a major spillway to protect the cities of New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from floodwaters moving down the Mississippi River. The move could come as soon as this weekend, and it would divert the water onto tens of thousands of acres of farmland. The floodwaters have already spread over wide expanses of farmland in Mississippi. Jay Ledbetter is that state's director of Homeland Security.
A lot of farmers had seed in the ground, so it's going to be quite a tremendous hit to us down here.
Hey!
Marianne Buck and her family are already having to wade through deep water in front of their home in Vicksburg.
I've never seen nothing like this before in my life. I've never seen anything like this.
The river will not crest in Mississippi until sometime next week. President Obama wants FBI Director Robert Mueller to stay in that job for two more years. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports that will require an act of Congress.
The FBI director is usually allowed one 10-year term with no chance for reappointment. Mueller was supposed to step down this September. But President Obama made clear he didn't want to lose him, and he said he would ask Congress to allow Mueller to stay in the job for a couple more years. The FBI director began having a 10-year term in 1976, right after J. Edgar Hoover died. He was FBI director for nearly 48 years. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Rebels in Libya are pushing forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi farther out of the port city of Misrata. NPR's Martin Costi says relief groups are moving in.
The International Organization for Migration and aid groups are planning to anchor a ship near Misrata to serve as a floating base of operations. Scott Charlesworth, team leader for Mercy Corps in Libya, says despite recent boat lifts, there are still people in Misrata waiting to leave, and some need medical help.
We need to get in and get some of those people out and also to resupply just in case this thing lingers.
The sea access isn't completely safe yet.
That's NPR's Martin Costi in Benghazi. This is NPR News from Washington. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is telling President Obama he wants to see significant changes in Medicare in exchange for GOP support for raising the government's legal limit on borrowing. McConnell says reduced benefits and tightened eligibility requirements must be part of any deal. McConnell speaking after the entire GOP Senate caucus met with the president at the White House. The trustees who oversee Medicare and the Social Security system are set to release their annual reports on the finances of those programs today. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the trustees have been warning that both programs face insolvency in the coming decades unless Congress acts to shore them up.
The trouble Social Security and Medicare face will likely be reflected in the dates showing when the trust funds will be exhausted. Last year, the trustees said Medicare would run out of money by 2029 and Social Security by 2037. The annual reports are expected to show both programs still face financial challenges presented by aging baby boomers and a slow economy. But Medicare is expected to be in worse shape. It's also being hit by rising health care costs. Social Security appears to be off the table, but changes to Medicare for future retirees could end up being part of an agreement to increase the government's debt ceiling. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Bangkok have arrested a first-class airline passenger who had suitcases filled with baby panthers and leopards, a bear, and two monkeys. The animals had been drugged, and the man is accused of trying to smuggle them to Dubai. Thailand is considered a hub for illegal wildlife trafficking, and the animals can bring more than $5,000 apiece from the black market. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.